So I don't have anything on screen, so I will look at this sometimes. Don't worry about it, it's fine. I proposed this talk just before the deadline for Academy, so I did not know what topic, what title I should give, so I just wrote something like this, and it sounded nice, and so now I'm supposed to talk about this, but well, we'll see. First, I just want to talk a bit about me, because you probably don't know me. The most important thing about me is not this t-shirt. It's that I'm French. So when you say my name, it's not Vincent, it's Vincent. Really, that's important, okay? The second important thing is this t-shirt, actually. So I'm from Gnome, as you can see. Nobody has hit me yet. I'm quite happy about that. And so what I'm doing in Gnome, a lot of stuff, but I guess to sum up, I'm the release manager of Gnome. So I basically know what's going on in Gnome. I'm doing a lot of, well, I'm supposed to do a lot of code too, but I don't have time for code too anymore. And also, just before I start talking about the small picture, the third important thing is this, OpenSUSE. Use it, that's good, because I'm working on it, and that's good. So I have two pictures here. One is from me when I'm serious, when I'm talking. And I wanted to put this picture because I look really beautiful, clever, and I think that's really a good image of me, you know. But there's also this other Vincent, which is also me, which looks a bit funny, a bit stupid maybe. I wanted to show this picture because I wanted to show you that you can come and talk to me, and I will be happy to talk about anything with you. So that's really important. I'm here to talk to people. And you will see this picture again soon. As you probably saw on the first slide, I put a free desktop logo. And this is bad because I'm kind of abusing free desktop here because I don't have any official position in free desktop and I don't have any free desktop hat, you know. But I have a blue hat, which means, you know, free desktop, it's blue. So maybe it can work. And also, well, I'm still abusing free desktop because I'm going to talk about stuff which might not be related that much to free desktop. Because I'm not going to talk about what is being hosted on free desktop. I'm going to talk a bit about specifications, but not that much either. So maybe that was not a good idea. But I don't know, how many of you know really well freedesktop.org? Can you raise your hand if you think you know it really well? You know when it was created? 98. I don't think so. I think it's 2000. Well, it's quite old. I know I wasn't involved at that time. And at that time, it was only a website and a mailing list, and it was really about collaboration, people having people talk together. And there was no code at Austin Free Desktop. And I want to go back to this, to collaboration, to people discussing and things like this. This is what I will be talking about. This is about technical stuff. So if you want to hear things about, you should use this library to do something like this and this, and well, you can go to the other talk about Iconadi, which is, I guess, great. This is not going to be a talk about telling you KDE people, okay, 20 minutes already? telling you KDE people that you should use this, do that, because I don't think I am able to tell you what you should do. Because, I mean, I'm not involved in KDE, I'm involved in GNOME. I can tell to GNOME people what they should do, because I know them, but I cannot tell you what you should do. I'm just here to talk to you and try to get some new bridge. So, this is about... yeah, okay, it's up here, right here. This is about thinking together. That's one of the most important slides in this talk. There is one other slide which is more important, you'll see it. I want you to think about all this, not right now, but also tonight. And I want you to dream about it tonight. And you know, tomorrow morning when you'll take a shower, I want you to think about it again. And tomorrow during breakfast, and a thing like this, so on, so on, so on. This is really about having all this collaboration, this communication mode enabled by default in your head, okay? That's the important point. I will tell you this again and again, repeat it again and again. I want people just to think about it, because right now, the most important issue that we don't think about it. This is also about raising awareness. This is a bit related. We just think we're doing some good job, which is kind of true, but we could do more, and I'll tell you why. This is also about fostering more communication. I'm here to talk to KDE people. I hope you will come and see me and tell me, I'm working on that in KDE. Is someone working on that in GNOME? Do you know who I should talk to? Thing like this. I want this to happen, really. That's why I'm here. Okay? So this was supposed to be an introduction, but I only have, I don't know, 15 minutes left now? So, okay. Cross-desktop platform. I had to have a slide with that because it's in my title, so I'm supposed to talk about that. I will try to explain what this is for me, because, we don't have a clear definition of that, actually. So, there are two things for me in that. The first one is what I would call data and behavior sharing. That's basically all the specifications that are us on Free Desktop. If you think about it, 10 years ago, if an application maintainer wanted to add his application to a menu, the application menu, well, there was nothing he could do because it was really different in all distributions, so it was bad. And then we had this specification on Free Desktop to explain that you should use a desktop entry with those fields and put this file in this directory and explain all this stuff. And now people can actually show an item in an application menu. Wow, this is huge. I mean, wow. We were a bit late to do that. And we have a tons of stuff like this just to explain some really basic integration on the desktop. And you know what? We have this for basic stuff, but we could have this for advanced things too. For example, when this morning Frank talked about the Open Collaboration Service specification, I was quite happy to see that he's doing this in not just a KDE mine, but he wanted this to be used by other desktops, by other people, which is really great. So this is a good thing. The other side in this cross-desktop platform is all the code sharing. We are using libraries which are common. We are using, for example, all the stack which is below our desktop is common. And we can have more stuff in common. Because what is different is the user interface, the user experience, but we need some things which are the same, which are playing the same roles. I will give an example about that later. To just show that we have been working together and
it's been a huge success on this. So I will, since I don't have a lot of time, I will just keep. Why does it matter? So this is important.
Because we don't think a lot about this, and I think that's why. What will keep you thinking about all this? Why does it matter? Basically, you have desktops which are doing applications and all the desktop user experience like GNOME and KDE and XFCE. They're all doing that in their corner, and we are talking about some things together. But then you have the users who want to, for example, to use an application. They don't care if it's a GNOME application or a KDE application or whatever. They just want to use the application in their desktop, and they want to be able to do everything with it. I mean, if you use it, you want it to look consistent with the rest of your desktop. You want it to have the same fonts, the same size, basically the same theme, same colors. You want it to behave the same, okay? And right now, this is kind of working, but it's not working really well. So for users, this is important. Then it's also really important for the ISD and ISV, so people who are developing projects and developing applications. Why? Because they want to have one platform really which is their target, okay? They want to ship one application and ship it only once. So it doesn't matter if it's a KDE application or a GNOME application. They just want to ship it. They want it to appear in the menu. They want it to behave correctly. They want to use all the same libraries on both platforms. So I will give you an example why this could be problematic in some case, okay? So this is important for them too. And the third, it's also important for us. A good example is that if we share some library, we just maintain it once. If you have a GNOME library and a KDE library, we have two groups of people working on two libraries, which means we are duplicating our efforts and we are doing the same work twice. That means a lot of things. That means that we're doing less work in the same amount of time, and it's getting more and more difficult with time to continue. So if we work together on some stuff which we can't do, then we will move much faster, really. So I really want you to think about this and keep this in mind. And when you work on your module, your application, or your library, just stop hacking for 10 minutes and think, okay, do GNOME people do the same thing? If yes, how are they doing it? Do I know the GNOME hacker working on that? Did I talk with him? And thing like this, because this is what is important. Maybe if you talk with him, you will know that this person wants to do the same thing as you, and maybe you can work together. That's important. So, one example about code sharing, which was quite successful, is the Poplar library, you know, which is the library to display PDF. Well, it's more than that, but let's simplify. It's a fork of XPDF. And before Poplar, a lot of applications were just copying and pasting the XPDF code in their module. And once every, I don't know, every year or every 6 months. And people were happy this way. And then a few people worked together on Poplar. And what happened? In GNOME, we had Events, which is the new PDF viewer and PostScript and et cetera, et cetera. And it was much, much better. In KDE, I think you have Ocular, which does this, which was a huge improvement too. And then you have also some other projects, which are not GNOME or KDE, which are starting to use Poplar. You have Cubs, which is using Poplar to print to PDF. You have the LaTeX, which is using Poplar to generate a PDF. Or display it, I don't remember exactly. But you have a whole lot more of application than just desktop application using it. And so it was a huge benefit for everybody. And it's really a good thing because instead of copying the code, pasting it, and forgetting to update it, just forget to update it, you use your library and you're happy with it, you benefit from all the new things and it's just working. That's really great. When you have a security issue in XPDF, well, you just update Poplar and that's fine. I mean, before that, you had to update a lot of applications. That was quite bad. Another example, which is something we don't do right now, and I hope we will do at some point, is all the password manager thing, like you have Key Wallet in KDE, I think, and we have GNOME Keyring in GNOME. And, I mean, this is used to store passwords or secrets or whatever. in a secure way, efficient way, and thing like this. It's working quite well. But we are just doing this work in a separate way. How is this a problem? I mean, it's working for you, it's working for us, it's fine. Well, think about Firefox, for example. They have the same thing. They have a password manager and they have a key ring, but it's not the GNOME one, it's not the Kili one, it's the Firefox one. Wow, cool. So, and you have yet another application using yet another key ring. That's bad, because the user has not just one central place to have all this. And we should have just one place to have all this. And the reason Firefox is not using our stuff is because we don't have one common stuff. That's only because of that. If we do that, if we agree, and if we work together, then it creates something which people will use, and this will only get better. So that's important. I mean, this was just one example where what we could do. I'm not blaming people because they're not doing it. I mean, I could do it myself if I wanted, but I don't have time. I'm just saying that we could do it. And we have tons of other examples like this. So something to keep in mind. So aren't we already doing this? I'm going to skip this slide because I don't have time and I gave an example about this. Being reactive versus being proactive. I think the main issue is there, actually. Right now, we are all thinking that collaboration is a good thing, we are doing it, but we are only doing it in a reactive way. That is, when I have this, I do it, and then after a while I think, oh, what are the others doing? Maybe I should talk with them. It's reactive, it's not good. We should start talking with people before we do things, because people might have other ideas. People might already have some code to do that. People might want to share that, but they didn't know with who to talk. So being proactive is important. This is about collaboration by default. That's what I already said, and that's what I'm trying to repeat again and again, because I want you to think about it. So this is, again, you know, some kind of hypnosis trying to enter your head. This is one reason I'm quite happy that we will have Academy in Guadec co-located next year, because we will have a lot of Kili people, you, and a lot of GNOME people. Well, I'm just here, but, well, us. And in the same place, in the same time. And hopefully this will be a good thing to improve communication, because we will be able to just say, oh, I have this issue right now, I just get out of this room and I will find the GNOME guy to talk to about that, okay? So this is quite exciting for me to help with that. So I'm going to end here. So come talk to me about this. Really, I mean, I want to know what you're doing in KDE, each one of you, and I will be able to put you in contact with GNOME people. So, I mean, really, tell me. And remember, I can be like this, so I mean, I'm not that frightening, I guess. Maybe on this picture, okay. But come talk to me. Thanks.